Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. It is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the descriptions of the Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Purport. The most unfortunate persons are the impersonalists, who cannot understand the transcendental variegatedness of the spiritual world. They are afraid to talk about the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets because they think that variegatedness must be material. Such impersonalists think that the spiritual world is completely void, or in other words, that there is no variegatedness. This mentality is described here as kukatha mati gnihi, intelligence bewildered by unworthy words. The philosophies of voidness and of the impersonal situation of the spiritual world are condemned here because they bewilder one's intelligence. How can the impersonalist and the void philosopher think of this material world, which is full of variegatedness, and then say there is no variegatedness in the spiritual world? It is said that this material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So unless there is variegatedness in the spiritual world, how can there be temporary variegatedness in the material world? That one can transcend this material world does not imply that there is no transcendental variegatedness. Here in the Bhagavatam, in this verse particularly, it is stressed that people who try to discuss and understand the real spiritual nature of the spiritual sky and the Vaikunthas are fortunate. The variegatedness of the Vaikuntha planets is described in relation to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But instead of trying to understand the spiritual abode and the spiritual activities of the Lord, people are more interested in politics and economic developments. They hold many conventions, meetings, and discussions to solve the problems of this worldly situation, where they can remain only a few years, but they are not interested in understanding the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. If they are at all fortunate, they become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. But unless they understand the spiritual world, they rot in this material darkness continuously. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shi Guruve Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschatya De Satarine Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Third canto, chapter 15, text 23. 3:15:23. We're in this temple room, and it's somewhat of daylight outside. However, maybe not enough windows, and maybe not enough light coming through, because sun is not fully out. If the lights were turned off in this room, we will get somewhat worried. Like, what happened? What's going on? If there was somewhat of darkness in this room. So similarly, in the creation, in the material world, there was darkness at this point in time. Diti was pregnant with Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So the demigods were quite anxious because there was darkness. They were somewhat bewildered. They knew it was because of Diti, but they didn't quite know the background of this pregnancy. And who were these personalities? And why was Diti holding on, not giving birth to these personalities? She was holding on to these personalities in her womb for 100 years. Yesterday, Jainitai Prabhu was saying, not the 100 human years, but 100 celestial years. She was still holding on to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So this darkness was quite extended. So naturally, the demigods were worried. So they approach Lord Brahma. What is the background to this pregnancy? What's going on? Why is there darkness and to such an extended period? And what's the solution? So it's interesting, Lord Brahma starts to talk about the place of light, the eternal place of light. He starts talking about Vaikuntha. This is how he begins his discussion and his explanation. This place naturally is a place of darkness, place of ignorance. So therefore, Lord Brahma starts talking about the eternal place of light, where there is always light, light and bright there. He starts talking about Vaikuntha. He starts giving description of Vaikuntha. And really, this is where everyone should be. This is where the demigod should be, in the eternal place of light. Right, in goodness, in godliness, rather than being in this material world. So he starts giving description of the Vaikuntha realms, and he starts also describing the residence of Vaikuntha. And then he goes on to describe who is not qualified to be in Vaikuntha, who cannot enter Vaikuntha. So this particular text, text 23, is the details on who is not qualified to enter Vaikuntha, right? Who cannot enter Vaikuntha, right? Who cannot stay in Vaikuntha? And then text 24 and 25, the upcoming couple of verses, speak of those people who can enter Vaikuntha. What are the qualifications required to enter Vaikuntha? So let's read text 23 again. Who cannot enter Vaikuntha? Right, so here Lord Brahma is saying, it is very much regrettable that unfortunate people who do not discuss the descriptions of Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. So these are the people who cannot enter Vaikuntha, the unfortunate people. And who are the unfortunate people? They are not interested in the descriptions of Vaikuntha. So if we are not interested, or we do not develop taste for Vaikuntha, right, we are unfortunate and we cannot enter into Vaikuntha. Such people are interested in topics which are unworthy to hear and unworthy to discuss, Lord Brahma is saying. These kind of topics bewilder one's intelligence. One becomes anxious, one becomes bewildered, one becomes lost. Right? The other topics other than Vaikuntha topics, make us like this. And then Lord Brahma continues and he says, those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to the talks of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. So they remain in this material world, or they remain in the lower regions of this material world, the hellish regions. And this is very similar to text 3 of the Shisha Upanishad, the mantra 3 of Shisha Upanishad. Andena tamasavrita. Yeah? Those people who do not act according to the Ishavasya principle, where will they enter? They will enter into the darkest region of hell, darkest region of creation. They will remain in ignorance. Yeah? So what is the Ishavasya principle? That everything is controlled and owned by the Lord. So knowing this, if one does not act accordingly, then one enters in these regions. One remains in this region. One remains in this material world. And such persons are called Atmaha. Right? Killers of the soul. Of course, the soul can never be killed. But they misused their human form of life. Right? So in this way, Mantra 3 is indicating that they are the killers of the soul. Okay. So what are the examples? What are the examples of the unfortunate people who are not interested in hearing of the descriptions of Vaikuntha? So Prabhupada gives two examples in the purport. Right? The first one is of the impersonalists and the voidists. Yeah? They are not interested in the variegatedness of the spiritual world. They are not interested in discussions of the spiritual world and Vaikuntha. How comes they are not interested? Why are they not interested? Because of bad association, right? And because of taking ill instructions. Yeah? And mainly because of being very much frustrated with this material world. Right? Sometimes, we eat something inappropriate, or we take up to inappropriate eating in terms of quantity. We maybe end up eating too much. And then what happens? We either get food poisoning or we become sick, right? We become sick. So therefore, when we become sick, because of too much eating or eating the wrong things, maybe things which are gone off. Should we give up eating altogether? Should we give up your eating altogether? No. Prabhupada gives this example that we should eat very carefully in terms of quantity, and we should be selective in our eating, and we should avoid foods which are going to cause us sickness. But it's not that we give up eating. But the impersonalist and the voidist, because of being frustrated with this world, they have inadvertently become averse to variegatedness. And therefore, they are not interested in the variegatedness of the spiritual world. Yeah. Therefore, they don't want anything which is to do with variety. So therefore, they want to become one with the spirit. Or they think that one has to become zero. And that's peace, and that is happiness. But real happiness, real bliss, real pleasure and ecstasy is in variegatedness. Variegatedness that has been just been described by Lord Brahma, that's there in the Vaikuntha realms. And another group of people that Srila Prabhupada describes who are unfortunate are those people who are interested in politics, and those people are interested in economic developments, and those people who are interested in solving the problems of this material world. And in general, these people can be termed as karmis, the materialists, or those who are very much aspiring to become mystic yogis. Yeah. They're trying to solve the problems of this material world. Number one, Number two, they're trying to engage themselves in politics and economic developments. Why economic developments? So then they can be happy in this material world. Yeah. But how can one be happy in a place of ignorance, place of darkness, right? And where there is where we're limited in many different ways and things are temporary. And ourselves, by nature, we are eternal and we're looking for eternal and ever-increasing happiness. But such unfortunate people do not get this. And therefore, they do not discuss the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, and also they are not interested in descriptions and variegatedness of Vaikuntha. Prabhupada, at the end of the purport, speaks about how to go forward, right? How to come out of this unfortunate situation, this condition. So Prabhupada says, if they are at all fortunate, they become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. Right, so somehow we have to become interested in going back home, back to Godhead. Right? But unless they understand the spiritual world, they rot in this material darkness continually. So therefore, it's not just about hearing of the Vaikuntha realms. But we must also understand, Prabhupada is saying, we must understand the spiritual world. So then, you know, in our own time, maybe you can come up with ideas in terms of what will help us, not just in terms of hearing, how we can develop a taste for hearing of the spiritual world, but what will help us to understand the spiritual world. And then Prabhupada in the middle of the purport also speaks about that we must also understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the activities of the Lord. So hearing is one, but we have to come to the point of understanding and realizing the Vaikuntha realms, the spiritual world, and also the activities of the Lord and the Supreme Lord. Yeah? So what will it take for us to come to this point? Not only hearing, but we have to come to the point of understanding. So, in the middle of purport, as I mentioned, we must take shelter of hearing of the Vaikuntha realms, and also hearing of the Supreme Lord and the activities of the Supreme Lord, and we must also hear of the activities of the devotees of the Lord. I suppose that's the secret. If we somehow understand the activities of the Lord, we associate with the devotees of the Lord, or the activities of the devotees, and we associate with the devotees of the Lord, right? We'll come to understand the Lord. Yes? So one such Lord, one such devotee is Gadadhar Pandit. Descriptions of Gadadhar Pandit is given in various literatures. Shishivada Gokulananda ki, Sisitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishigor Nitai ki. So of course Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks of Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Bhagavata Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a lot of descriptions of Gadadhar Pandit. Also Prema Vivartha of Jagadananda Pandit speaks of Gadadhar Pandit. And then Gauraganidesh Deepika also speaks of Gadadhar Pandit as well. So Gadadhar Pandit in Gauraganidesh Deepika is described as non-different from the Ladini Shakti of the Lord, O Srimati Radharani. So just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. Yeah. Foremost potency of the Supreme Lord, or the foremost internal potency of the Lord. That's how Gauraganidesh Deepika describes Gadadhar Pandit as. Gadadhar Pandit was born in a place close to Chatigra or Chatigram. This is in the current times, this is Bangladesh. Chatigram is in Bangladesh. Later on, Gadadhar Pandit and his family moved to Nawdwip. At a young age, they move. Gadadhar is only a few years old, and then he moves to Nawdwip. And it is described that Gadadhar's mother, Ratnavali, she's from Nawdwip. So they settled there. And Ratnavali was very close to Mother Sachi, the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ratnavali took Sachi Devi as her elder sister. Both the place of Lord Chaitanya, the house of Jagannatha Mishra, and also the place of Ratnavali, and the father of Gadadhar Pandit was Madhava Mishra. Right, the place was very, very close. Family were very, very close. It is described that from a young age, both Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit would play together. And they went to the same village school. And this school was headed up by Gangadas Pandit. It is described that they walked together to the school, they would come back from the school together, they would play together. Especially Lord Chaitanya is described as quite boisterous, quite naughty, whimsical. Is also described as unsteady, whereas Gadadhar was quite opposite. He was very peaceful, very grave, serious, very much from a young age was a devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very much interested in arguments, in debates. So sometimes he would grab tightly hold of Gadadhar from the back. For example, when he would be returning from school, and then he would ask illogical questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Gaurasundar. And Gadadhar would be like shaking his head. It's like, what kind of question is this, and what do you want me to say? How do you want me to respond to this? And then later on, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu grew up, when they were in his youth, so then especially Gauranga Mahaprabhu is very much interested in philosophy and nyaya, in debates and so on and so forth. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would very much try to engage Gadadhar in this. Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the extent, when it's daylight, logically he will try to prove that actually no, it's night time. And then Gadadhar would be saying, okay, yes, it's not daylight, it's actually night. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, it's actually daylight, and then he would defeat again, right? In terms of whatever he established, that is darkness. No, it's actually daylight. So then Gadadhar would be holding his head again and shaking, and he's like, what are you doing, and why are we wasting time like this? And he would pray, and he would very much desire that Gaurasundar would one day become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And sometimes he would make these prayers, and sometimes he would express his desires quite loudly. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurasundar, would say, Gadadhar, your prayers may just be answered. One day I'll become the foremost of devotees, the best of devotees. And even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma would come and bow before me. Right? And it is, it actually came forth. Especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the passing away of his father, he went to Gaya and he received initiation from Ishwarapuri. And then it is said, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, he was completely transformed. He would be very much absorbed in love of God. and very much interested in hearing and speaking about Lord Krishna. One time he went to Gadadhar, he was speaking with Gadadhar, and he said, and he was asking Gadadhar, where is Shyam Sundar? Where is he? Where is that Lord who dresses in yellow dhoti? Please help me find him. And Gadadhar would say, the Lord is within everyone's heart. He's within your heart. Why are we looking for him? He's within your heart. And Lord Chaitanya then would start scratching his heart, his chest, right? To try to bring about the Supreme Lord. And then he would go to such an extent that he would start bleeding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start bleeding. And Gadadhar, noticing this, would become worried. And he would say, stop, stop. You're disturbing the Lord. Very soon the Lord will appear. You shouldn't force the Lord. Lord should appear very soon. You got to be patient, you know, like this. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hold himself back. And Sachi Mata would observe this. And then she would say to Chaitanya, she would say to Gadadhar, you should always stay with Gaurasundar. Especially nowadays, right? He's so much absorbed in love of Krishna, and I'm worried about him, that he may end up hurting himself. So promise me this, that you will always be with Gaurahari. You'll always be in his association. You'll always make sure that he's okay. So in this way, it is described that Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were always together. So as they grew up in childhood together, also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Gadadhar would be always with him. Yeah, always with him. And to an extent where Gadadhar also took Kshetra sannyas, right? And was there serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Gadadhar Prabhu to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. There were two main places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. One was Narendra Sarovar, which is behind Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Temple. And the other was in the Tota Gardens, which is not far from the ocean, on the beach, like this. So one time, Gadadhar Pandit was citing Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing. And as he was hearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing with the sand dunes there. And as he was kind of moving the sand, yeah, and as he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he noticed something and also called upon Gadadhar. Help me, I've found some treasure. Help me unveil some treasure. And as Gadadhar helped, and they kind of, you know, removed the sand, they found the deity of Gopinath, right? And of course, then this deity was then passed on to Gadadhar to worship. And it is said that this deity is said to be non-different, right, from the son of Nanda Maharaj. If one wants to take darshan of son of Nanda Maharaj, then it is said this is the Gopinath. It is said personally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this deity and instructed Gadadhar Prabhu to worship this deity. Later on, Nityananda Prabhu, when he first takes darshan of this deity, it is said he starts crying. He also bought special rice from Nodwip, special cloth, and this was used by Gadadhar Pandit to worship the deity. Later on, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes shelter of this deity, and then similarly also Gadadhar Prabhu serving the deities. And hearing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure, he becomes very, very old and he struggles to serve this deity. So it is said that the deity takes on the sitting posture, so it is much easier for Gadadhar Prabhu to serve him. And then very soon after, Gadadhar also concludes his pastimes, and it is said he enters into the pastimes of Gopinath, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. There are many other pastimes, but we're approaching 8:30. We can stop here, and wondering if devotees have anything else to share, anything pertinent that I may have forgotten in terms of Gadadhar Prabhu, or anything regarding what we discussed in terms of the purport and verse, or if there's any questions. Yes, Prayojan Prabhu. Okay, good. Anything else from anyone? March?
You say he went to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit from Chattisgarh, and then he said he was a playmate associate of Lord Chaitanya, so he must have come back from Vrindavan then, eh?
He was born, Gadadhar Prabhu was born in Chattisgarh, or placed near Chattisgarh. This is the modern day Bangladesh. And then he moved to Navdwip, not to Vrindavan.
Oh,
he moved to Navdwip. And yeah, that's where he came across Lord Gaurasundar, and that's when they, in that young age, started playing together. And then later on, he joined Gaurasundar in Jagannath Puri, as instructed by Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi wanted that Gadadhar should always be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to look after him and so on. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, Gadadhar wanted to go. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him to go. Right? So yeah, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. He didn't go to Vrindavan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes again to Jagannath Puri. And then, of course, Gadadhar Prabhu continues serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And yeah, they engage in discussing Bhagavatam. And they experience various ecstasies. And it is said when Shivas wants to hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, because he had been hearing from other devotees that no better than Gadadhar Pandit in terms of if you want to learn Bhagavatam. So then he comes in search of Gadadhar Prabhu, but he misses Gadadhar Prabhu. Right? Gadadhar Prabhu has concluded his time here in the material world. And therefore, Srinivas Acharya is very much sorry, but somehow he finds his Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Prabhu's Bhagavatam, that him and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly recite from. And he opens up the Bhagavatam, and really there's not much of Bhagavatam there, because all the ink has been washed away because of the tears and the ecstasies, you know, that they were experiencing, Gadadhar Prabhu was experiencing while relating the Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and while also on his own, while he was reading the Bhagavatam. So this was in Jagannath Puri. Yeah. Srinivas Prabhu?
Why did Bhaktivinoda Thakur stop his Go Gadadhar? Go Gadadhar, yes, that is ratio of Go Gadadhar. Why was that?
Yes. So, and then why Srila Prabhupada, for example, we have Go Nitai more so than Go Gadadhar. So basically it is said that just as we have Advaita Acharya who called upon the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He prayed for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear. Similarly, we have Gadadhar Prabhu who prayed that Gaurasundara become a devotee of Krishna, right? So it is said that, and then we have of course Lord Nityananda, who is who kind of without endeavor he wants to give Krishna consciousness to others. He's very ready to give Krishna consciousness to others, to the most fallen. We have the example of, you know, Jagai and Mada. He's very, very merciful. Yeah. So we have Gadadhar Prabhu, who's very much, you know, kind of interested in those who are already devotees, right, to help them to develop love of God. Yeah. And of course, also there is a very unique relationship between Gadadhar and Gaurasundara, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So therefore you have Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very much they established the worship of Gaur Gadadhar. Whereas we have our Acharya, we have Srila Prabhupada, right, very much wanting to give Krishna consciousness to the fallen. And who's the best person to help him do that? Right, help us do that. That's Lord Nityananda. So Srila Prabhupada very much gave emphasis on worship of Lord Nityananda and Gaurasundara, as opposed to Gaur Gadadhar, you know, like that. So this is how one devotee explained. Yeah. Maharaj?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mood was to, and Bhaktivinoda's, to spread Krishna consciousness, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it seems like they were in the same mood as, you know, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just definitely. Not just Srila Prabhupada.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Yes, Prabhupada. And then we'll go to Mataji.
I'm just wondering, is this the sort of mood that we as devotees should try to develop, this seriousness in Krishna consciousness, but also the prayerfulness of wanting people who we meet to become devotees and to get that deeper realization? Is this the example that we should really be pondering over and taking away?
Yeah, definitely in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, right, wanting to spread the holy name, but especially the mood of Gadadhar, right, where, you know, someone's a devotee, then we pray for them to help them on their journey, and then we have the mood of Lord Nityananda, that we really go out our way to distribute this mercy. So all of these things are there, spreading the holy name, helping the devotees, but also those who are not devotees going out our way, right, to assist them as well. Thank you. Mataji?
What was the reason for Gadadhar Pandit to take his own foodstuff with him to worship the deities? And was it the same foodstuff he offered to Lord Chaitanya as well?
Mm-hmm.
Did they not
yes.
have food there? I mean, was
yeah.
it?
So one time Lord Nityananda came with rice from Navadvip, and he said that this is very special rice.
Oh, right.
Right? And then he also gave a cloth to Gadadhar for the worship of Gopinath. Right? So then Gadadhar used this cloth and he cooked this rice, and together with that he also cooked various other foodstuffs as well, the local vegetables and, you know, grains and so on, and he offered it to Gopinath. And somehow Lord Chaitanya heard, you know, of this offering, you know, special rice that Lord Nityananda bought. So he said, why haven't you called me? Why didn't you call me, right, to partake in this prasad of Gopinath? So then Gadadhar explains that we were just about to call you, you know, like that. Please do join us. So in this way then, Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, right, and of course Lord Chaitanya partake in the Mahaprasad, right, of the remnants of Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, like that.
So and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for the a prasadam.
Yes.
Because he didn't have to, did he?
He didn't, yeah, he didn't
but
have.
But he appeared as a devotee, obviously.
Yeah, so he's playing the role of a devotee, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you very much for your patience. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jaya.